The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Unlimited broadband so you can download, upload and stream as much as you like.
Shall we welcome Maura Lavelle onto the programme? Good morning, Maura.
Good morning, Ryan.
It's lovely to talk to you.
Thank you. You too.
Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay, so I work for an organisation called Children in Hospital Ireland.
Yep.
Now, the reason I'm talking to you today is we are 50 years old this year.
Congratulations.
Yes, we were established in 1970, and it was effectively a kitchen table charity that was set up by a woman called Patricia Hemmons. Unfortunately, she's no longer with us. She died a number of years ago. But basically, it was in response to a survey that was conducted by a preschool education organisation where they were interviewing a number of hospitals all across Dublin that had paediatric facilities.
Yeah.
And the findings were pretty stark, and there was no reaction to it when it was in the paper. And yet, on the same day, Maeve Binchy had written an article about the etiquette of taking tea, and that got a huge response from the Irish public. So Patricia Hemmons wrote in and just said, is this what Irish society is, that we don't care about how our children are treated in hospitals? Mm. So effectively, that is how the charity was founded. And we are compiling a memoir this year to celebrate 50 years and really to celebrate these, what we kind of term them as accidental activists that really just changed, you know, the way children were cared for in hospitals.
So what is it? Because I would have had a bit of a brush with your organisation here and there. But for people who don't know what that is, the Children in Hospital Ireland as a movement, what do you do?
So we have over 500 volunteers all across the country that go into paediatric units. We're in 14 paediatric units across Ireland. And they literally go in to facilitate play. So that means that for a parent who is in, with their child in hospital, that parent can go off happy in the knowledge for half an hour, do their shopping, whatever it might be, take a shower, have a cup of coffee, knowing that the volunteers are there simply to facilitate play for no other reason. And it's a great aid also to the nursing staff, who are amazing, but just don't have the time to really, you know, be able to spend time with the children.
So it's pure, it's kind, and it's practical.
Absolutely. It so is. And I mean, at the moment, I'm interviewing a lot of volunteers all around the country just to see, you know, to get their quotes, their experiences, and like, oh, across the board, it's the general reaction is they get so much more out of it than they feel they put in. That no matter how their day has gone, they come out with a smile on their face.
And that's just the volunteers. That's not even the kids.
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Everyone is winning.
100%.
Okay, that's even better. And as you know, from going into the hospitals, and mostly it's the ones I would know would be Temple Street or Crumlin, is that the playrooms that they have, and the staff, everyone's running around up to their eyes, but with the smile on their face. I'm not just making that up. The people are extraordinary. And the thing, the parents, and I'm always struck by the parents who say their resilience, and this isn't Plamos. I've seen them. I've looked into their eyes, and I know that they just are stoical, and they realise we are here now. And what they need is, and which is what you and Children in Hospital Ireland provide, you just said it there a minute ago, it's something so valuable. And premium rate, which is time, an hour to shop, to go for a walk, to be outside a hospital environment, just for a minute.
Absolutely. Even, you know, as parents have said, it's just to gather their thoughts, because, you know, if you're in a hospital ward, you can't bring a hot drink, you can't have a cup of tea. So even just that, like, it's, you know, you feel guilty for leaving your child, but actually you don't have to, because they're literally, as one dad said to me, they're a lifesaver. I didn't know they existed. Their lifesaver. Yeah. I was able to leave the room and feel happy, and, you know, knowing that my child was safe.
I'm without wanting to put you on the spot, but just would you have a rough idea how many children are in hospital in Ireland today? I mean, around the country, is it?
Oh my goodness! There's over like 250,000 admissions a year.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, but that gives you an idea if you spread that around. Yeah,
absolutely. And I mean, we do think of Crumlin and Temple Street, they're the national, you know, they're the big hospitals.
Yeah.
But all around Ireland, there's paediatric units, and a lot of children are in for very simple things. But even a child who's going in for a very simple procedure, it's kind of scary. Like, nobody likes going into hospital.
No.
So to have a reassuring face, and sometimes they're just known as, oh, here's the toy lady, or when are the ladies in the red T-shirts coming, or one of the guys in the red T-shirts coming. Like, It's reassurance.
Okay.
And I think the organisation in the beginning, we were kind of set up to promote play, but was kind of taken on the mantle of actually facilitating. They campaigned to have play specialists in hospitals, which was huge at the time in the 1970s. And they successfully did that. There's many hospitals around the country that have fantastic play specialists. And then our volunteers will go inside a lot and work alongside the play specialist.
It takes some skill to make as spooky an environment as a hospital, which is what it is if you haven't been there, to make it welcome and warm and, dare you say it, fun. And that's what you achieve together with the amazing nurses and doctors.
Yeah, absolutely.
And by the way, I should say cleaners and helpers. I mean, everyone plays a role.
Everybody, 100%. Yeah. And like the feedback at the moment during COVID is very hard because a lot of those people weren't around because they're limiting the numbers of people going in. Our volunteers are dying to get back into hospitals, but it's, you know, they're slowly opening up, but it's obviously a wary process.
And are you well subscribed for volunteers? I mean, you didn't come on here to look for volunteers. Have you enough?
We have, like, to be honest, we're a very small team of four people looking after 500 volunteers. So every time we do a call out, we can't even accept the amount. I mean, Irish people are incredibly generous.
Sure.
You know, they really want to get involved. Now, we because, like, obviously there's a process. You train them, you vet them. You know, there's all the police clearance. All of that has to happen. So it's a slow process, but we do a lot of recruitment throughout the year in the various regions, and we always get really, really good number of volunteers coming on board.
But today, Maura, you're looking for people's memories. Like Elizabeth just texted in to say, this is a wonderful organisation. I was a member years ago. I'm so pleased it's still going. You want people who were minded, who played with some of the helpers and so on, to give you a bit of a, send you an email with their thoughts and memories of the experience.
We would love that. We really would, because we're trying, like, we don't want to leave anybody out. It's not going to be an actual factual history. That's too much work for us to take on. But just a celebration of what was done, the achievements and the people that made a difference.
What a great thing to do. Okay, so maura@childreninhospital.ie. And if that's too much to remember, just go to childreninhospital.ie and you'll get the details there.
Yeah.
Listen, love to all the volunteers and all the children around the country, and to you in Children in Hospital Ireland. I love what you do, Maura. So thank you for your time today, and good luck with that project.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All the best. Thank you so much.
Bye now.
Maura Lavelle joining us on the line there. And as I say, I've had occasion to meet some of the volunteers, and they are golden human beings.